So, hi. Today we'll be discussing about great employee engagement. How do you motivate your employees, your colleagues, to have great engagement at work? How do they how can they make the maximum engagement with their work with much more dedication and commitment? They will be responsible, accountable for whatever work they have been assigned. Would you like to know that? So let us discuss that. At least I'll be sharing four secrets, four ways how to do it. And it is up to you to at least find out one of those, at least use one of those tricks to find your solutions. These are just hints, right? And yes, so the first is talk about the organization. So how big your organization and what is the reason how this organization got established? That is the first thing that you can inspire your employees with. So the purpose of this organization being floated would have been something, a dream of somebody, and it would have some great purpose to serve the community or the country. That is what you can say, or the even create a great business opportunity. That might be the story as well. So when this is from India, so I'll talk about Mahatma Gandhi. That is what, like say, all the time we inspire each other about India's story, how it has been in the pre-British era. So that is the story we tell, and that is how Mahatma Gandhi actually brought everybody together. And India's GDP was, like say, the best, right? Before pre-British era, and that has been an inspiring story. And India right now doing well, but still struggling. If you know that story, how we were, how our culture was, what is the education system? If you try to know one of those stories, it will inspire you a lot. So right now, I am being inspired by that story. That two things of India was great. One is the GDP, and that was because of its great education system. This Guru Shishya Parampara, Gurukuls were there where the students went, students were going, were spending some time exclusively at the Guru's place. It was something like, say, an ashram kind. Even if you go to the Nalanda and all those universities, those ancient universities, those were hostels kind. And why those were required? Because the student will spend time completely learning about the ways of the religion, as well as they will learn about the about whatever teaching there has been. Those were meant to be, like say, personality development kind. It was part of, like say, for today's date, personality development is part of our education. Sometime back, India was completely into personality development. Right now, we are thinking about personality development for say, to personality development to achieve greater success. That is what we see. But in ancient times, success was synonymous with great personality, right? It was about being a great human being. That is what was the trend that back then. And there is a, don't you think this is a great difference in our outlook? We are thinking very, very differently. We are thinking in a much more materialistic way, in which I don't know. Only money is the thing that we are going to achieve, or the greater purpose of life that is required to be happy and holistically happy and successful. Actually, I don't have the answer right now, but that used to be our way of educating ourselves, right? And that was, if you, your organization and your employees are looking at that kind of story, how they stand out in the crowd, how they are very different from others. So that is what is to be. That can be a story. Like say there can I think in a in an organization there will be huge amount of story why how and when the organization was established. So that was the first kind of story that you can tell your employees when at the moment of crisis when you are seeking for more collaborative effort and that is all the time I guess. And the second is pivotal story. How the organization achieved its first win or win of its kind for the first time. So here is a story. There was an international company which was an insurance company. So when there was this accident, there was an accident, and the accident claims were so much that it exceeded the company's net worth, which means the company didn't have money to pay for the insurance claims. What did the company do? Would you like to know? The company borrowed that money to pay, and this is how they established their credibility. This was the first win, and this story would have given them much mileage. It is something of an integrity story. You are just not hiding behind your incapability or your own insufficiency. Whatever you had promised, that time your clients didn't know how much money you had. And you also didn't like say visualize about what problem is going to come. Nobody has that kind of inkling. So how do you get over those kind of incidences? That is the second thing, second story. That is called pivotal story. You know, you do something, you become a resourceful person to do this. You devise your ideas on this. I remember something also as reading a story of a lady. How Air Force recruits the ladies, the women, for their rank. So one of the lady, she was the first to qualify to that level, that rank, and there was no ladies hostel at that time, no ladies bathroom at that time, and she was recruited. And then nobody was trying to teach her, nobody was trying to include her in anything. So she was facing lot of discrimination against gender discrimination in the ranks because nobody wanted in like say people wanted it was very difficult for people to accommodate a lady for whom there is no facility available because no lady had qualified for that rank and it was everybody thought maybe even if they were not discriminating against her, everybody must have thought that she can't just keep up with the various problems that will happen at for her at workplace. But she overcame everything, and one of the situation, her captain came to her. And he was trying to take an interview of her, and he asked the lady to jump from a, like say he, there was something, they were standing at third floor or fourth floor, and she was standing at the window, and he asked her to jump. She also went to the to the other side of the window, And when she was asked to jump, she jumped like that on that floor only. So it was jump. He didn't specify that he was asking to jump from that above that height to the ground floor. He only asked her to jump, and she actually applied her presence of mind and replied like that, and she was selected. So this is another pivotal story, I should say. Third is teamwork stories. So in US, in some years, there was a team which won the gold medal in, say, skating, I suppose. And they were not supposed to win. They were pitted against the best team in the world and best performance team. So how did they win? So win is like, say, it would come to any team and anybody, but the secret of that team was it was amateurs and students, college students only. There were no professional player in that team. Now, how did they win? So the trick is they discovered a missing formula, missing thing, missing point in the puzzle as to how the win was happening. And they worked on that. It depended on great teamwork, unlike the other team strategies. They devised a formula how to work on it, and they surprised everybody. That is how they won. So if you have such a story, such a formula, then it inspires people for quite a long time. So if that has happened in your company, your organization, then you can take the example of the same thing to inspire your employees, your colleagues for that. The fourth one is work stories. Work stories are the simplest of all, and these are very difficult to create. These are about individual wins every day. So if you are if as a leader, as a resourceful influencer, if you are working on this, then you have to keep an account of how individual wins are happening every day. Don't you think this is the most difficult thing? You have to create a win. You have to facilitate a win. You have to inspire a win. Don't you think? So these are the four ways how to keep your employees engaged. So if you like these ideas, then like the video. Please comment below as to which story you would undertake to inspire your colleagues as a resourceful influencer. And that will make you unstuck, and that will make you feel fulfilled. So comment below and get in touch with me. The link to get in touch with me is given below the video. So please click and come to my community of trendsetters and go-getters at first, and then qualify to be resourceful influencers. Thank you.